path, Lord, you hide it in our hearts, and may not sin against you. Amen. It's been in the last few days, and the last few chapters of John, actually, the upper room discourse were the last things that Jesus told them. And really, a lot of stuff there. But the Lord just revisiting me with this thing on prayer, and how we, I'm going to read some scriptures, and how Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it, right? And he says that starting in chapter 14. I'll just read the verse, you can go back and read them later. And I'll just read this little context of what he's saying. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, the Father's in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but it's the Father abiding in me that does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works that I do. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. Greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. We hear that. That's a famous verse. Then the next thing he says, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. In chapter 15. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go bear fruit. Your fruit would remain, and that whatever you ask in my Father, he may give it to you. And then in 16. 23. In that day, you will not question me about anything. And truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language. An hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly the Father. The hour he's talking about is about Pentecost. In that day you will ask in my name. I do not say to you that I will request of the Father on your behalf. For the Father loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father. Really, really interesting, cool verses, right? And interesting. You read and thinking, that's pretty powerful. And usually, if you said, what is the whole heart, if you had to say, okay, this is the heart of the upper room discourse, what he talked about more than anything else is what's going to happen that day when he ascends, is glorified, and then the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within us on that day, he's talking about Pentecost, that something would happen to us. And in that, he kept saying this over and over again, so they would get it, right? Even though they didn't get it, even though we don't get it. So for years, I thought, well, just praying in Jesus' name is make sure you finish your prayer with in Jesus' name, right? And we still do that, thinking that, oh, gosh, you don't, that's like tying the knot. You don't tie the knot and say in Jesus' name, then that prayer is not going to be answered, right? But that's not what he said. That's not really what he said. To ask in someone's name means you're asking in their character, who they are, right? In even simpler terms, you're asking as though you were that person, right? Because the whole thing here is about our unity, that Jesus was a man, he did everything as he did, not as God, as man, we know that, full of the Holy Spirit. Full of the Father. The Father was working his works then, right? And on that day, the same thing would happen to us. Now we would be in union with the Trinity. We'd be in union with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are now in union with them. We're in Christ. He's in us, okay? Making all this work. So that when we pray to the Father, we're praying as though we're Jesus. In other words, he hears us the same way he heard him. And then he said, I don't ask you to ask me, and then I'm going to go ask the Father. Right? That's how we pray a lot of times too. Right? that we'll ask Jesus. Jesus will go to the Father, you know, give him our request, come back to us. Okay, I requested of the Father, and then he said, yes, no, maybe, right? He said, all prayers are yes, no, maybe, wait, all this. But he said, I don't want you to do that. Because what you got to get in here is this, that the Father loves you as much as he loves me. And the Father loves you the same way he loves me. So when you're standing in my name, it's as though I'm praying, I myself, that you have that much access. I mean, you're you, right? You're full of, you're carriers of his presence. When you're praying in his name, you're praying as though you have that much access. And you know what that creates in you? It creates confidence when you pray. Right? If we ask anything, 1 John tells us that. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, and whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked of. So we know that's a thing we grow in also, right? Because we're in union with Christ. He's in us. We have the mind of Christ. We have it all. We'll begin to pray. He'll shape our minds and shape our hearts to begin to pray according to his will. But he doesn't say all of that before he says, pray like this, right? Because the first thing he wants to give in us is that he loves us and loves you with the same love that he loves us. And the same access that Jesus had as man living on earth, laying aside all the Godhead, now full of the Holy Spirit, full of the Father, the same. And he does it because he loves you. That if we ask anything, until now you've asked for nothing, ask. Ask as though you're me. And that will build within us, because what the enemy hits you with is your confidence in your prayer, right? Y'all ever get hit with that? Like, I'm this little squeaky wheel voice that, you know, did that say something? Did Tom say something? I'm not sure. Never mind. No. We know that he loves us that much, and we're praying, by praying in his name, is praying as though it's Jesus praying himself, right? In his name, that's what it means, in his character, in him. It'll change the way you pray. Because you have a confident expectation and always looking for what I pray. Why would he answer me? Of course he can. I have as much access as Jesus had. It's as though he's interceding or praying through me. All right? Wouldn't you have confidence in Jesus? Like if Jesus appeared here and he said, I'm going to pray for you. Wouldn't you have confidence in that? I would. He wants us to have that same confidence right now. Right? No wonder our prayer lives are hit hard. And it's hit, your identity is hit and everything. Because once you get, we get this, like, oh my gosh, you really meant that. You meant as though, oh, that makes in your name much more sense now. It's as though you're praying because you now abide in me. And I'm in you. And I'm in the heavenly places, yet I'm here. Don't try to figure that one out. If you can't, just enjoy it, right? Again, we hear this all the time, but I was reading in Luke 18. That if you want to experience, and that word means explore the kingdom, become like a child. A child would have no problem with believing what I just said. Right? Oh, cool. That's like I'm Jesus praying? Yeah, go for it. So, take it out for a spin. Right? We have a lot of things in our hearts today, right? Pray with that confidence. As though it were Jesus. Ask him. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.